Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We bring in from CBSSports.com. We always love having him on with us on Friday to talk college football. Dennis Dye. Dennis, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're good. How's the road trip going?
Oh, man, tough. I had a medical emergency, landed in Tulsa, got into Dallas, so I'm hustling.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us. You know, even with a great home field as Texas A&M has, do you see him hanging with Clemson tomorrow?
I don't. I think Clemson, I mean, you can make the case, and it's not a surprise that they're the best team in the country. I looked at that defensive line. I dug down on it last night, and in the first game, they accounted for 40% of the tackles and half the tackles for loss. And that's in a blowout where they played everybody. So that's significant. They've really got, with Xavier Thomas, the freshman in there, they've probably got five guys that might go in the first round sooner or later.
You got a firsthand look at Notre Dame, Michigan. The Irish were pretty impressive. Are you sold on them as a playoff contender?
I'm sorry, say it again.
You got a look at Notre Dame and Michigan last week. Are you sold on the Irish as a playoff contender?
I don't know. You know, they look good in the opener. I wrote about that this week. And, look, they've got the schedule to do it. It's going to be tough. They play Stanford at the end of the month at home. They're going to be given every consideration. They only play 12 games. They've got some holes. Brandon Wimbush, their quarterback, is still a kid that didn't complete half of his passes last year. I think he's improved. They played well, at least in the first half offensively against Michigan. But I think the strength of this team is defensively, and if they get into a shootout with somebody, it's going to be tough.
It's funny, I sort of got the feeling that a lot of folks thought that LSU wasn't necessarily as good as the score indicated against Miami. What did you think?
I'm aboard with LSU now. I think it could be a real fun SEC West race now. That now that they've got, I mean, at least after one game, it looks like they've got a go-to back, and Nick Bosette. We knew the defense was good. They lost that linebacker in that game, which was tough. But if they get anything at all out of Joe Burrow, and I'm talking about what he did on Sunday, he was 11 out of 24 for 140, and he had like anywhere from 3 to 5 drops. So you'll take that. You'll take, you know, 13 out of 24 for 175 yards, something like that, out of him, as long as he doesn't make crippling mistakes. Now, they've got a lot of big games to play, but if they can get anything a little bit out of that offense, this may be a 10-win team.
We're on with college football writer Dennis Dye with CBSSports.com, and I guess, Dennis, the marquee game, you would say, probably is Georgia but at South Carolina. But can South Carolina pull the upset here? I know a lot of people, you know, putting Georgia on this elite level, but, man, playing at South Carolina, this is going to be a tough one. I wouldn't be surprised if they came up with the upset. What do you think?
I'm picking South Carolina, and I'll tell you why. They were banged up last year. It wasn't the second game of the season. They were banged up last year when they played Georgia and really just petered out, 124-10. Jake Bentley is in a league now that has really good quarterbacks. He's one of them at South Carolina. They've got a running game. Will Muschamp has been pointing to this game for a long, long time. And anything you saw last week in the game, in the opener, is just going to be vanilla. Williams Bryce is just a Death Valley junior. I think it's a trap game for Georgia. I think South Carolina wins a close one.
Man, Mississippi State is at Kansas State, and, man, you never put anything past Snyder. But Fitzgerald will be back at the quarterback at the helm with Moorhead. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, this is a real tasty game. I mean, Bill Snyder is one of the great, I'll tell you what, great tacticians in the game. He plays two quarterbacks. He's going to play Skylar Thompson and Alex Delton, and he's going to run them both. And if one gets hurt, the other guy will play. That's what he does. And they will bleed the clock. They will make Mississippi State value every possession. They will get after Nick Fitzgerald, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Kansas State win this game. I picked Mississippi State to finish second in the West, but this is, again, another trap game, especially with Nick Fitzgerald not having gotten the seat wet yet after the suspension in game one.
Dennis, Penn State after a close escape against Appy State at Pittsburgh, in a rivalry that has really heated up, as you know, over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think the question here, is what is Penn State right now? They had to rally against Appalachian State, and we all saw that. App State came back, scored four touchdowns in the fourth quarter to tie the game, actually go ahead, and then had a tied and lost in overtime. So is this Penn State, or, is this a team that's just going to have to outscore everybody, or what? I mean, you really don't know. And going to Pittsburgh, who frankly may not be as good offensively as App State, I think App State's pretty good with Scott Satterfield. It's going to be a challenge. It'll be a referendum on what Penn State, how they're going to have to win this year. Trace McSorley could, I don't want to say easily, but with Micah Sanders and some of his offensive weapons, could put up, what's the magic number? Maybe 30 to win this game. Just a question of how good Penn State's defense is.
How about at Texas? Not a good week for Tom Herman. Zach Smith named him as the guy that he went to the strip club with the high school coaches. And then it actually gets worse when they lose to Maryland a second year in a row. What's going on with the Longhorns?
Yeah, the loss to Maryland is much worse than a trip to a strip club for Tom Herman, because, you're trying to measure progress there. And frankly, when you lose to Maryland for a second straight year, it doesn't show. And a Maryland that's just trying to find its way with its coach suspended, and know which way it's going. And now they get Tulsa this week, so that they, that'll be easy. But then they get USC next Saturday. Still haven't settled. I don't know if they haven't settled on a quarterback. Sam Ehlinger is the quarterback, but he still has that penchant for turnovers. He made a couple of crippling turnovers late against Maryland. So they just haven't had an identity yet at a place that, frankly, after all these coaching changes, doesn't have much patience. They got to get this turned around quick.
One score I did not expect to see, I have to admit, last week was Cincinnati winning at UCLA. And I guess that just illustrates that Chip Kelly's got a lot of work to do. It's not going to turn around magically because he's Chip Kelly.
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, when I saw they had settled on Wilton Spate as a starter, I said, Wilton Spate couldn't get things done at Michigan. I don't know why he suddenly fits the Blur offense at UCLA. And he didn't. I think they're going to change quarterback this week to the Mobster kid. But, yeah, it's going to take a while. There isn't much talent there. They were 4-8 last year. I do think Chip Kelly's going to get it done. But it's just a cautionary tale. It's why these schools change coaches. It just was very down at UCLA. So I think it's going to be a while. And they're going to get work at Oklahoma, most likely.
Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com. Thank you so much. We appreciate the time. Safe travels.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.